you're about to hear is me drinking an espresso martini.
You still haven't finished it yet?
At Chad's Pub. Oh my goodness.
I'm already done mine.
Well, it's because you... There's no excuse at all, in fact.
Martinis are two drinks.
And now I've choked on a coffee bean.
That was supposed to be just for decor or just for presentation, the coffee beans.
So you're crunching?
Yeah, you're not supposed to eat them, but... You're going to be going... You said you were going to go a lot this pod, so start with choking on a coffee bean.
I'm going to try and edit out all those, like, clearing throat noises. I am battling the tail end of a cold.
You do like coffee, eh?
I love coffee.
Yeah, me too. I got a theory about, like, foods and shit, so... I think this is, like, really profound, this thought, okay? I think that anything you don't like to eat, it's because your parents didn't know how to cook it properly.
Okay. It's possible.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Because, like Sam, my wife, she didn't like green beans for a long time. And then one time I went over to my mother-in-law's house, and she had cooked green beans, and I understood why. Sam didn't like green beans. Because she, like, made them out of, like, a can.
You take a bite, you're like, ah.
Ah, yes.
Oh, that's, okay. Now, yep.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I was never, like, a big potato guy, you know? Until the other night, my mom, bless her soul, would boil potatoes and serve them.
Okay. Bland.
Yeah. That's the English in her, you know, just a boiled potato on the side. Like, who likes that?
Everyone listening in the UK right now is like, yeah, and?
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So what I did the other night, and I got a newfound respect for the potato because it was delicious. Mm-hmm. Steamed them up, okay, let them cool a bit. Smashed them down, olive oil drizzle, salt and pepper and garlic powder into the air fryer. For like 20-something minutes, maybe 30 minutes. And they crisped up like a French fry, but like... A smashed potato french fry. Ooh. They were so good.
I'm picturing it looks like a hash brown.
Kinda. Okay. Yeah, but I left the skin on too, so they got like, they were like, ow, ow, ow.
Oh my god, I love a crunchy potato. Okay, so that theory makes sense, but then I think of like, what if you don't like olives or like something in a can? Like, yeah, oh, I don't like pickles or...
Because you're pussy then, probably, yeah, I guess. Just like stuff, people. I don't get when people don't like stuff. I think it's a narcissistic move to dislike a food. Like, grow up.
What, do you think you're better than us?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
You're too good for this olive? I fucking love olives.
Me too, I fucking love olives.
They're so good. Put them on anything. Put them in pasta. Put them on pizza. Shove them up your fucking face hole. Mm-hmm. In any way you can.
Yeah.
With a little piece of salami and a cracker and some cheese. Get out of here.
Apple that up.
Yeah.
So good.
It's just like, you want your stuff to just be a little bit saltier? Grab an olive. Mm-hmm. This podcast brought to you by olives.
Olives.
If you smush us long enough, we turn to oil.
Italians everywhere are clapping. Well, let's get into it.
Okay, what are we getting into? Drinks?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I don't like IBAs.
Me neither, but you're going to tough it out.
Okay. See?
Probably because your mom didn't cook it.
That's the thing.
Exactly.
That's the thing. Or even people that don't like coffee. Maybe their parents made shitty coffee.
Yeah, maybe.
They're like, well, I don't like that. Well, have you had a fucking espresso before with freshly ground beans that were roasted 3 weeks ago? That are freshly ground with filtered water? Run it through an espresso machine? Crema on the top? Have you had that? Probably not, because you would like coffee had you had that. I don't know, sorry.
I like it.
I'm getting off topic here.
Oh, hear that sound. Today we are drinking the Side Launch Brewing Company's Any Day Session IPA.
And so you could have it any day of the week?
Yeah, and it's got like a silhouette of a boat.
Nice.
And it's made in Colquitt.
No shit.
Yeah, so I'll take your glass.
Okay, let's do this. And it's funny because I am a little bit hungover. I'll not going to tell tales out of school here that on Friday nights we play hockey, and after hockey we tend to tie one or two on.
A couple, two.
We have two. We have two beers.
Yeah.
We usually go to a buddy's house, something like that. But what's funny about the post-hockey beers is they taste better than any other beer you're ever going to have. People that play hockey know that.
Yep.
I've played a lot of sports. Nothing compares to the post-hockey beer for some reason.
it's funny because you're like, I exercised enough to earn this beer.
Yeah, that's like, part of it, I think.
Yeah, you're like, you know what, like this drinking this beer is like nothing because of all the health I just did.
Yeah, yeah. I did a bunch of health. But then what's funny is you're dehydrated as balls. So your hangover after the post-hockey pints is particularly aggressive compared to other hangovers on account of you being dehydrated.
Mm-hmm. You should drink water as well.
Well, I mean, you drink some water, but...
Two waters, one beer.
Yeah, like that's going to be a thing that someone does.
I do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Probably don't play hockey very well.
Not very well.
Did you play? You played this year?
Yeah.
Dusted the skates off?
Yeah, I actually have brand new skates.
No way. What'd you go with?
I have Bauer Vapor X Lights.
Oh, my God.
It's nothing crazy, but they are very comfortable.
Nothing crazy. They were $2,000.
No, $2,500. No, they were not near that price, and they're very light.
Yeah?
Because I used to have...
They're X Light, I heard.
Extra light. My last pair of skates that I had were Mission Fuels.
Puke.
And I don't even think Mission has existed for like 15 years. So yeah, I mean, I was due for a new set.
You know what's funny about those old like companies and stuff like that? Like I saw a hockey stick at the arena recently, and it was a Coho, an old Coho stick, like wooden and like fiberglass.
Okay.
And it was called like the fiber or something Coho.
The newest technology at the time.
At the time.
Yeah.
So at the time, someone bought that and was like, "Fuck yeah!"
Everyone's like, "Bro, is there fiber in there?"
Yeah.
Like, it's carbon fiber, or is it fiberglass?
Yeah, that made somebody's day. They went and bought that stick. They taped it up.
And then it weighed 80 pounds.
Yeah, it was so heavy.
Yeah.
Like
bomb slap shot.
Yeah. I put it across the chairs for like the kids like at practice to go underneath. So they can like go on their belly, like a limbo kind of like, yeah. Well, they just go on their belly and then get back up. But the stick's so heavy, like it doesn't even move. It's like a rock. It's fun though. Cheers.
Flex 600.
We're catching a buzz.
Cheers.
What are we getting into?
Already been said.
Tell us again. Mm. I'm hungover. I forgot what we already just talked about.
It is pretty good. It's very, very cloudy.
That is good.
There's like pieces in it.
Ironic because there's not a cloud in the sky today.
This is true. On my way in here today, I had a funny experience on the highway. So every like... Not very many kilometers apart. Maybe every like 4 kilometers,
mm-hmm.
there would be a beer can on the highway. And we were like,
"Gee, I wonder who that came from."
Like, I wonder how fast they were going. Like, then you can determine how fast they were drinking, right?
Oh yeah, it's that's like fine. That's what's that called? That math?
Physics.
Yeah.
It's like if they're going 100, well, fuck, they're chugging those beers.
Yeah.
Or no, they're going slow if it's. No, they were going...
How close were they together, did you say?
Maybe like 4 or 5 kilometers.
Okay, so you went with a distance.
You went with fast there.
Yeah, unless they're just putting along.
Yeah, but that's mega sus, right?
So if they're doing 100 kilometers an hour...
Yeah.
And they're every 5 kilometers...
Yeah.
That's... They're chugging them.
Yeah.
Because you're doing... If you do 120, you're doing 10-minute 20 kilometers. So you're doing 2.5-minute 5 kilometers.
Okay, so we'll say it's taking them...
So if they're doing 120...
That's aggressive.
They're drinking a beer every 5 minutes.
For the 80-kilometer-an-hour highway, but yeah, between every 3 and 5 minutes down the hatch.
Yeah, they're going a little slower, so yeah, 7 minutes, say.
Yeah.
Every 7 minutes.
And we saw at least 4 in a row, and there's probably many more.
That's impressive.
That's kind of funny.
Somebody was on a mission.
Yeah. Made me laugh, anyway.
Let's just... Can you smell that garlic confit? Did you get a whiff of it?
Oh, yeah. I smell it now the whole time.
Yeah.
It's funny, like, our wives are upstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and our kids.
Yeah. And we just poke downstairs to talk to you folks.
Hey, babe, you want to go over to Chad's, have a nice supper and stuff, and maybe we'll sneak in a podcast. And that's not the main agenda. Of course. But, like, I may as well do one.
Yeah, if we happen to trip down the stairs.
As I leave the house with, like, my 50-pound bag of computers and mics.
A pop-up studio.
Yeah, see, I thought you said maybe a podcast if you have time. I was like, yeah, well, you know.
It was, it's funny, this beer's cloudier than it is outside. I already said that, but you ever look out at the sun in the sky, and it's the same size as the moon in the sky, right?
Yeah.
Which is, what are the odds of that, for one? It's because, Excuse me, man, that beer's delicious, though. The sun and the moon look like they're the same size, but the sun is so much fucking bigger than the moon.
Dude, that...
Like, it's so much bigger.
Let me Google something.
But the math on that is so bizarre. If you just took your fingers and went up one eye closed, they're both like an inch big, right?
Yeah, the ratios of distances, right? I guess.
Like, you'd think that they would be at least a little bit different in size. They're the same fucking size. To us.
That's pretty trippy.
But the moon is like much, much closer and way fucking smaller. The moon's smaller than the Earth by a lot.
Yeah. Man, it's crazy. So the internet says, and this is weird, the sun and the moon are the same size when you look at them in the sky.
Yeah, that's right? Fucked.
Though that's thanks to the coincidence that the sun is 400 times further away than the moon is.
So is it 400 times bigger?
And is also 400 times bigger.
Hmm. And when you're talking circles, 400 times is a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I can think of the double, if you double a circle.
Yeah. You get pi involved in the equation.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Right?
No.
No?
Yes, no.
I think pi's got to be involved somewhere.
And mathematicians are punching their steering wheels. You guys are idiots. They don't even know how fast that guy was driving to drink his beer, and now they don't understand physics.
This is the physics podcast.
There it is.
Yeah.
Title.
I think I got... Do you ever do OACs when you were a kid?
Like unapproved credit?
Is that what it stands for?
Oh, the no, the high school test.
Yeah, like yeah, the, yeah, yeah. Like grade 13 or whatever?
Sometimes you go into a store and it says financing available OAC.
Oh.
Yeah, not the same thing.
No, when I was in high school, to go to university, you needed 6 OAC credits, was basically grade 13.
Yeah.
But they still wanted you to bang out high school in 4 years.
Right.
So you just, when you were in grade 12, they're just like, you have to just do grade 13.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
So I, listen to this now. Mm-hmm. You had to have 6, but then they took your top 4 marks, and that was your OAC average to get you into university.
Okay.
So I'm going to shout out a teacher who, Mrs. Frost, if you're listening, failed me on my 6th OAC. Okay? You
deserved it.
Yeah. I did. But also just pass me, though, you know? Because you give me a 50 in that.
Yeah.
I'm taking my best 4 because like it was like physics, finite math. I would have actually been like a pretty tight... Like I would have probably got into university. Like who knows where my life would be right now? Mm. Probably shittier. It probably would have been shittier.
I wonder. But that's a trippy thought. It's like how different would your life be?
Yeah, but she failed me. I'll never forgive her. You know, but maybe she did the right thing, but also just passed me though, you know? So now I got a, now when I, if you look up there, I have a red robe on.
Yeah.
And I was also like 170 pounds there, mm-hmm. which is bizarre to look at, but I had a red robe. And if you had your 6 OACs, you got a white robe.
So then the red means you had 5 of them.
The red means you didn't have fuck all.
So everyone knew that you were that guy.
Yeah, 5, you might as well have none. That's what sucks. Like, I had 5, but you needed 6.
I don't know Mrs. Frost, but I hate her as well. Sorry, yeah. Mrs. Frost.
So the crazy thing was, so my buddy and I sat together, and we're both smart, but neither one of us applied ourselves, okay? So we're sitting there in class, and she goes, my buddy's name, I'm not going to say his name on the pod, buddy. Can you come out and talk to me? So he goes out and shoots the shit with her for a while, and she's like, I'm going to pass you, but just so you know, you only had like a 46, but I'm going to bump it up. Okay? Passes him. Then she calls me outside, and as my friend's coming in, he's like, gives me the thumbs up. I'm like, oh, fuck, right on. Sure. Yeah. And she didn't. And I had a 46 in her class.
You kind of became a statistic for her.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm making light of it, but that sucks. Truly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I would be crushed.
Think so?
Yeah.
I really wasn't, though. I don't know why. It just seemed like... I've always been like the kind of... Yeah, it'll work out, you know? But it would have been kind of cool to have 6 OACs and just to see what the future would have.
See, like... I don't exactly know how you feel, because that would be devastating. But I also know what it feels like to not apply yourself and fail a course and then have your future fucked because of it.
Yeah.
Like, I did the same thing in university where I needed a 60 average, which maybe I should have just not taken an honors program, right? But had I applied myself, I know I would have nailed it, like 80 for sure.
Yeah, 60's not asking much.
No, it isn't. And I had a 59 and a 51 in another class, and like that caused me to have to make a tough decision about my future, which meant like dropping out of my program, right? And I had no one to blame but me, and it was one of these things where I'm like, why didn't I just not smoke as much marijuana?
But also, I should have just smoked more marijuana, because why the fuck not?
Here's the thing is, now that I'm in the position I'm in, it's easy to be like, no regrets.
Mm-hmm.
Because, man, I had a fun fucking time.
Yeah. And you might not have met the people that are important to you in your life. You might not have moved to where you don't know. You don't know what the one little... That's what's crazy. It's like one little thing. Like, if she was just like, ah, fuck it, I'll pass you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now I get into university. My whole life's different.
Maybe you would have not applied yourself in uni either.
That's the thing. Or maybe I would have really applied myself.
Maybe you would have been like, wow, I was close. I better smarten up.
Yeah. Who the fuck knows?
We wouldn't be here potting.
But you know what's crazy? That's what's fucking bizarre.
Yeah.
Is you wonder, like, when stuff happens in the past, you know, that, like, butterfly effect stuff? So something happens, whatever. One little thing, like, if I would have just pulled out, I wouldn't have a kid or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, think about how one little thing changes fucking everything.
Little decision.
So do you think, though, do you think that, like, destiny's meant to happen anyway? So, like, if you would have pulled out that time,
mm-hmm.
but the next time you just would have busted in there anyways and you would have had a kid still, and it would have been the same kid anyways.
It wouldn't have been the same kid at all.
It might have been.
But we'd never know.
We never know.
But it wouldn't be the same kid whatsoever.
You don't think so?
It would have different genes for sure. Your sperm aren't all, they're not identical, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Like, you might have had a very different kid. I don't know how else to describe it.
Mm-hmm. Or if you would have, like, that one time when you sneezed in grade 8, if you'd have held that in, your life might be completely different.
Yeah.
Like that one sneeze, because maybe then the bacteria would have stayed in your body. Maybe you would have got sick one day. Instead of going to school, you would have got you stayed home sick. Like, you know, like, the thought of that is fucking bizarre.
You can even take that way further, too. It's like, you stay home that day, there was a shooting in school, your friends died, like,
yeah.
and you're traumatized, and then you went for counseling, and you met your wife.
Yeah, she was a counselor, took advantage of you.
Yeah, exactly. And you went to a different counselor, because that was traumatizing, and then you went to prison,
mm-hmm.
and you had a great time, because a lot of people are, like, minded. Got a degree in prison.
Yeah, you got fucked in the ass. You learned, you liked getting fucked in the ass.
Exactly.
Because before, you never did.
So you left prison strong, because you can work out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well fed.
Mm-hmm.
Cared for by
you got family. Fed. You got fed. It got fed
it.
To you.
For... You loved it anyways.
Yeah.
And then you had a degree, because you could go to school for free in prison.
And then you used degree deodorant.
Yeah, and then this podcast is brought to you by degree.
And then... Degree, 24-hour protection.
Exactly. And then you came out of prison and then went on to make other people's lives way worse.
There you go.
Yeah.
24-hour protection, though, eh?
That's pretty,
with degree.
That's a lot of time.
Like, there's some chemicals in there.
Like, you're blocking your pores. Like, yeah. You're going to bed, and it's still protecting.
Yeah.
You don't need it anymore.
That's the thing. Apparently, you do need it when you go to sleep. You ever have a shower late at night and not put deodorant on before you go to bed?
Yeah.
Wake up with BO.
Really, eh?
Yeah.
So, oh, maybe I don't smell it on myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you got a bit of a scent. Not going to lie to you.
I showered seconds before coming here.
Did you?
Yeah.
Didn't bother any hair gel or anything?
No, you know what, man? My hair's a lost cause. I asked your brother for a haircut today.
Oh, that's why your hair looks so messy, because it's like a spite. Like, yeah, you did I'm it out angry. Of spite? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I'm like a rebellious teenager. So your brother's like, I can't. I'm unfortunately doing family stuff with my kids, and I was like, that's fucking bullshit. So here I am.
Yeah, he's east of Evenhurst.
Yeah, so I'm disheveled.
Yeah. No, you look all right.
Thanks,
you know what's crazy? I got a bigger beard than you right now.
Yeah, and it looks great.
Does it?
Yeah.
People say that. I don't think it does.
You know why?
I think I look homeless.
I'll tell you why it looks great. It's because it's perfectly blended into your fade.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, because I started growing the beard the same day I got a haircut.
See, and like, I noticed that because...
You're a beard guy.
Sometimes it links with my fade as well.
Oh, okay.
Not right now. Clearly, I have horrible hair.
I've never seen you needing a haircut before as much as right now. It's starting to curl. I didn't know you could curl.
I'm like, I have like hair in my neck that I'm ashamed of. my hood up in the
I need a collar. I need a shirt with a collar to wear over there.
People at work are like, what's wrong with your hair? So I put a toque on. Like, mm-hmm. It's just, it's like a landslide effect. So, yeah. And your brother, he was a total disappointment. Couldn't come through, even though he's been nothing but courteous, like, dropping everything at 7 a.m. to cut my hair.
Well, that's the thing. Free haircuts don't...
No, here's the thing. is I'm a demanding client, but I pay him well.
Do you?
Yeah.
Cash? Beer? What do you do?
No, e-transfer, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
And his e-transfer password...
What do you go with? Nice.
Should probably bleep that.
Mine for him is always, what's your favorite thing to suck?
Cocks.
Yeah, the answer is always cock. Yeah. Just cock. So like, he started doing that to me, though. What's your favorite thing to suck? And then the answer is cock.
Well, he had it coming then.
And then one time he's like, what's the best football team? And it was like the Vikings or whatever. I'm like, come up with something fucking better than that.
Well, yeah, so, I'll bleep this out, of course, but I better remember to do that because it's very vulgar. The actual question is, what...
They wouldn't go there anyways.
No, I mean, what if they, you know...
They got their own barbershops. Right?
Specialty.
They do a nice cut.
Yeah.
They always line you up, though, eh? The front?
Line you up, yeah.
Barbers? Nice. Yeah. They're good.
I know.
That's my second favorite ethnicity to cut my hair, behind Mexicans.
People are like, what are they talking about?
Italians, Mexicans, black guys are all good at cutting hair. What you don't want is a woman.
It's funny because my regular hair cutter is a woman.
Oh, yeah?
And I have a haircut scheduled on Tuesday.
Hmm.
Yeah. I was going to have a haircut on Thursday, but I canceled it because I didn't want to get her sick.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that was noble of me.
I actually didn't mean that about women, but I say that they're less likely to be good. But when you do, there is some, I've had some really good female haircuts, though, I will say that, but mm-hmm. It's just like, it's, the odds are it's not going to be good.
Like, the odds are, do you think it's like 60-40, or is it like 90-10?
Yeah, 90-10.
90-10. Yeah.
So like, they'll do an okay cut. You always get an okay cut from a lady.
Yeah.
But I've never had a lady cut my hair. I sound so sexist saying this, but it's fucking true. I've never had a lady cut my hair where I left there and somebody's like, holy fuck, dude, nice cut.
Now, you know.
But they do better on... Women do better on women, I think, maybe.
You know, the same thing applies to...
Blowjobs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Women are better blow.
You wouldn't know, but I mean, I bet you it's 90-10 guys know what guys want.
Like, I can't see a guy given a better blowjob than a hot chick. Because part of it's the visual.
Yeah, but that's like, you as a person who prefers a woman, wouldn't be as into it. But if you were, let's say, at a glory hole and everyone had to be very clean shaven so you can tell, mustache, whatever. And let's say you had 100 BJs, I betcha you'd mark down everyone that you liked better, and it would be shocking.
That does sound fun.
100% of them were men.
That's the fucking... That's the six. That's the fucking M. Night Shyamalan twist at the end.
See, that's just the danger of a glory hole.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, because women don't usually fucking post up at a glory hole, I don't think, too much. It's mostly just gay dudes.
I don't even know where I would go to have a glory hole experience.
Yeah.
But
Chad's pub. We'll put one in.
You're the only guy here.
The only guy working. You gotta cover the glory hole too, eh? Like, not only do you have to bartend and cook.
Daddy?
Yeah, buddy?
We're gonna just be on the road.
Okay. What, I can just come here for a quick sec? Come here for a quick sec. We got a guest on the podcast tonight. It's my daughter. She's just gonna tell us about the concert we went to on the weekend. Want to? Quick recap. How was it?
Good.
Yeah? Who did we go see?
Glorious Sons.
And what's your favorite song by them?
Mercy, Mercy.
And how does it go? Want to sing a little bit? Yeah, mercy, mercy, I'm sick of love.
Oh, it's only like on if
They were good, eh? Yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb and say the Glorious Sons are the best Canadian music group ever.
Mm-hmm. that's a strong opinion, and it's a very plausible one.
I think so. Who's better? If they're not the best yet, they're on the way to being the best.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little, we'll talk, maybe we'll talk about it next week some more as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't disagree entirely.
Yeah? Okay, we'll open the next pod on the Glorious Sons. Yeah. We'll wrap this one up.
Yeah.
You want to wrap it up? Say, don't be a minner, be a winner. Say, don't be a minner.
Don't be a minner.
Be a winner.
Be a winner.
Boom, boom, scradle-deedle-doo.